AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Al-Shabaab is warning of more attacks like the assault on Garissa University College Thursday. 148 people were killed. More arrests have been made, and a survivor has been found 2 days after the attack.
Cynthia Charodich said from her hospital bed that she hid in a large cupboard and covered herself with clothes as she did not want to come out even when some of her classmates came out of hiding at the demands of the gunmen from the Al-Shabaab group. Charodich said she did not believe the rescuers asking her to come out of her hiding place were there to help, suspecting at first that they were militants. Marta Migdałek, London.
In his weekly address, President Obama is praising the framework nuclear agreement with Iran.
It's a good deal, a deal that meets our core objectives, including strict limitations on Iran's program and cutting off every pathway that Iran could take to develop a nuclear weapon.
And the president says if there is backsliding by Iran, there is no deal. A new militant video claims to show Islamic State extremists destroying an ancient archaeological site and smashing priceless statues in Iraq in Hatra. The extent of the damage remains unclear. The territory is still controlled by the Islamic State group. The Weather Bureau in the Philippines is downgrading Typhoon Maysak. Thousands of people were told to leave the country's northeastern coastline. The storm killed 4 people and destroyed hundreds of homes in Micronesia. Ray Hinton is out of prison. He spent nearly 30 years on death row in Alabama. Hinton says his prayers were answered.
I want you to know there is a God. Amen. He sit high, but he looks low.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He will destroy, but yet he will defend.
Yes.
And he defend me.
Prosecutors admitted the only evidence they had against Hinton couldn't prove he killed 2 fast food managers in 1985. Hinton said all the prosecutors had to do was test the gun. This is AP Radio News. A total lunar eclipse could be seen this morning along the West Coast. An eclipse can last as long as 15 minutes. You'll have to time it right to see this eclipse.
With this one at 5 minutes being the shortest of our century.
Mitzi Adams at the Marshall Space Flight Center says weather permitting, the eclipsed moon should appear reddish-orange.
Because it's happening so close to the time when the moon is setting, the best thing to do is make sure that you have a good view of the western horizon.
The eastern half of North America will miss out on the total eclipse. A man in San Diego who operated a revenge porn website was sentenced to 18 years in prison. Kevin Bullard was convicted of charging victims to remove nude images and personal information posted by jilted lovers. Prosecutors in San Diego say victims included teachers, wives, and professionals. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.